You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The indie film Life After Beth is playing at the Riviera Theater in Three Rivers this weekend. But as James Sanford from Alamo Drafthouse Kalamazoo reports, the zombie comedy should have stayed dead.
A good zombie is hard to find these days, and a good zombie comedy is almost as elusive. So when you see the credentials of Life After Beth, you might expect something special. The movie stars Dane DeHaan and Aubrey Plaza, and the supporting cast includes such comic pros as John C. Reilly, Molly Shannon, Cheryl Hines, and Paul Reiser. Think of Life After Beth as the bitter flip side of Warm Bodies, last year's hit about an unlikely romance between a human teenager and a lovesick zombie in the post-apocalyptic world. That film aspired to be a Romeo and Juliet for the World War Z generation. Life After Beth is more like a freaky version of Fatal Attraction.
You ate a guy!
Oh, what do you want from me, Zach? I'm a zombie! Zombies eat guys!
Writer-director Jeff Baena has concocted a tale in which breaking up is extremely hard to do, even after you're technically no longer in the land of the living. Suburban teen Zach, played by Dane DeHaan, is understandably shaken up when his girlfriend Beth, played by Aubrey Plaza, meets an untimely death while hiking. However, the biggest shocks are yet to come, when Zach discovers Beth has clawed her way out of her grave and returned home to her parents.
I went to her grave. There's a hole in the ground.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
She's resurrected.
Resurrection.
She's resurrected.
Okay, and that's better. Why? Why is that better?
It's from the Old Testament.
Although Mom and Dad try to keep Beth's resurrection a secret, Zach and Beth are soon reunited, and it initially looks like the romance will be stronger than ever.
No, I want to eat.
Okay, fine. What do you want to eat?
I don't know. What do you want to eat?
Oh, come on. You're the one that's hungry. Just name a place.
No, you pick a place.
What? You think you even want to eat food?
But then Zach starts noticing that Beth has developed a vicious temper, as well as superhuman strength, and a really obnoxious tendency toward clinginess.
Beth, can you just calm down?
Where'd you go?
I was just going around the car.
That's only the beginning. Before long, you wonder which will crumble first, the deteriorating love affair or Beth's decaying body. Director Baena encourages everyone in the cast to behave as if they're in one of those French farces in which everyone keeps slamming doors and dropping their drawers at inopportune times. But loudness and chaos don't always result in big laughs, especially when it becomes clear that Baena is never going to vary his style. You can keep dropping the F-bomb every 60 seconds, but that doesn't mean your movie is going to be a laugh a minute. And Life After Beth is not.
This sucks.
Well, if you could just listen to your heart.
There are some inspired ideas here and a few amusing situations, but there are also many times in which Life After Beth begins to feel like a second-rate Saturday Night Live sketch that's been stretched past its breaking point. Baena's premise doesn't take us anywhere we haven't already gone with Shaun of the Dead or Death Becomes Her, and both of those films were much wittier than this one. DeHaan and Plaza cook up some engaging comic tension, and Matthew Gray Gabler is right on the mark as Zach's tightly wound, gun-crazed older brother. Otherwise, only the marvelous Anna Kendrick, in a cameo appearance as Zach's former girlfriend, manages to make something out of the mundane material. Admittedly, she doesn't have much screen time, but she's one of the rare signs of life in Life After Beth. I'm James Sanford from the Alamo Drafthouse Kalamazoo.
Life After Beth is showing at the Riviera Theater in Three Rivers through Sunday. For links to showtimes, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.